case, it's the 23rd of December. We're at Liverpool Central in Liverpool at 10:15, right? I get on this. You activate the Bluetooth on your settings on your phone, but you need an older phone to do it. Okay? I get on this. Okay? So there you go. There's your normal Bluetooth. That's your normal Bluetooth. That's normal there. Look at this. Look at this. Look at this. So remember what I said, that's your normal Bluetooth there. Scroll up. They are the vaccinated. That one there is a phone. The rest of them, it can't connect because it's their Bluetooth. And we keep going. We keep going. We keep going. And we get to there.
Okay, this position I'm in now, is that there's we've got a bowling green here. If there's no one on the bowling green, I'll never get any Bluetooth signal here. These people that are bowling are hardly, are unlikely to have any mobile phones on them or any type of Bluetooth tech. So let's have a look. It's Bob. It's my neighbour. Taking it really seriously. There's Anne, his wife. Can't see her.
I've heard a lot of the same stuff, even within the church, that talking about end times prophecy is gloom and doom. And we shouldn't talk about it because it's scary stuff. And to me, I'm always perplexed by this. The end times, the 7-year tribulation, all of these things, this is God setting the world right, finally bringing an end to evil, finally bringing an end to injustice, finally setting things the way that they are supposed to be, and setting up for the millennial kingdom and for eternity afterwards. This is hopeful. For the Christian, this is a hopeful time. And I can remember thinking, well, I got stuff to do. I need to do some stuff before this happens. But man, the stuff that we are going to be doing in the millennial kingdom and afterwards is going to be far better than what we're dealing with right now. It's coming.
The river and sea will turn red, mankind has failed.
This beautiful Tuesday morning of the 23rd of May, I felt so strongly prompted to stop and to do a very quick video sharing what the Lord spoke to me this morning, and also also last night. He also gave me a word as well, and I just felt strongly prompted. I just put my bag down right now, and the Lord said, "Share it now," and So, you know, many of my videos are just the preaching videos, ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus. But the Lord is speaking to his body and he's coming back. Glory to God. The signs are everywhere. The increase in people having dreams and visions and messages is just absolutely phenomenal. So I encourage you all to get excited, get ready, make sure you all have oil in your lamps. You know, we've got Pentecost coming up and there's so many signs in the heavens, in the sky, and just all around the world. Wars and rumors of wars, kingdom against kingdom, nation against nation, famine, disease, pestilence, so many things happening. So without going on too much, so this morning I was still asleep, but it was spoken so strongly in my spirit. I heard the voice of God the Father, and I just had a knowing, I had an understanding and discernment. It was God's voice. And I heard God speaking to Jesus, and I heard God say, gather the sheep, my son, gather the sheep. And so obviously I woke up straight away and I wrote it down because, you know, as God gives you a revelation, or as God gives you a message, he gives you revelation. So if the bride of Christ is called, you know, if we are called sheep and we are the sheep of God, we are God's children. See, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, they know me and they follow me. If you're a born again spirit-filled believer, you're a bride of Christ, you are one of his sheep. So God the Father is speaking. I heard God the Father speaking directly to Jesus, the Son of God. And God the Father said, gather the sheep, gather the sheep, gather the sheep. And so, gather the sheep, my son, gather the sheep. And so instantly the Lord gives me the revelation that it's time, like the time is coming near, that we are going home very soon. And, God is telling Jesus, you know, get ready to pick up your bride, son. Get ready, gather them together because it's about to happen. So that's what I felt in my spirit. That's a revelation I got in my spirit. And then last night, the Lord gave me the scripture in the book of Luke. I think it's Luke 12:49. All I heard in my spirit was, I have a baptism of fire to perform on the earth, and it's about to be done. So I have a baptism of fire that is about to be performed on the earth, and it is about to be done. Go and read that scripture in Luke 12. Pretty sure it's verse 49, but the Lord is obviously making it very clear that judgment is about to fall on this wicked generation. He's coming back. I mean, I just felt a strong urge to share this message with your brothers and sisters in Christ, just out of obedience to beautiful Jesus. Keep looking up. Your redemption draws nigh. Take this opportunity to reach out to the lost, the broken, the hurting, the poor. Preach in season, preach out of season, because very, very soon the trumpet is about to sound. So get excited and rejoice because Jesus is coming back for his bride. Love you all so much and talk to you soon. Bye-bye now.
From the YouTube channel Exploring Undercover reached out to me about a recent camping trip he took with his friend David. The guys are in the middle of nowhere in Scotland, surrounded by very old abandoned stone cottages. The two friends record their trip as they start to set up camp for the night. After a bit of fishing and as the sun is about to set, Connor and David are lighting a campfire when they capture something absolutely chilling.
See, it does that with all those glasses. If we can't get a fire, it's just... We just need some bar starters.
Thank you.
an unexplained voice can be heard saying, "Oh my God." But even more disturbing, two white figures can be seen walking inside one of the abandoned cottages on the hill behind them. One figure looks to be around the height of an average adult, but the second little white figure trailing behind is about the size of a small child. Now, neither Connor or David heard or saw any of this at the time. And again, let me remind you, these stone cottages are completely abandoned. So what do you think these creepy white figures could be? Let me know.
Will Forte is a famous actor. He's most known for being in Saturday Night Live. He's seen here with some devil horns, probably just goofing around, hey? The world is biblical. What are these Christians talking about? But he's got some devil horns here, and in the next picture, he's hiding his hand in his coat, the way a Freemason would do. Please use discretion and discernment in all things, everyone. God bless you.
Adrian, you keep writing songs for Jesus, all right?
Yes. Thank you. Yes. I love to write songs for Jesus Christ. Yes. Amen. Amen.
It's done. So, you've been praying, and sometimes you have a thought. It's like, does God know about myself, my problems?
Yes. Yeah, I pray for a lot of other people and I believe for them, but when it comes to me, I struggle. There's been a lot of oppression.
So he says to you, "I have loved you with an everlasting love. With loving kindness, I have drawn you to myself. So don't doubt, my daughter." Who's Sophie, your daughter? Pray for your daughter. And who's Ashton, your son? Where's the father?
We're divorced.
So let me tell you about Ashton and Sophie. Okay, the problem, I'm not blaming anyone, I'm prophesying. The problem is rooted in the father. Okay, but I'm not blaming anyone. If he's watching on YouTube, I'm not blaming him. I'm just saying that the problem comes from the father. In Jesus' name, we break it off. They're free. So, you have a ministry. You have a ministry. God's called you. You have a ministry. Okay? Sharing the gospel with people.
Yeah. What do you do?
Praise Jesus.
What was that? What does he do?
He just works at the factory. Just works at the factory.
Okay. I believe God's called you to reach out to other youth. Okay? To other young people with the gospel. All right? Lift your hands and ask God to baptize you with the Holy Spirit with fire. Lift your hands. Ask Him to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Take the chair out. Take the chair out. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Fire all over your body. Fire all over you. Fire all over your body. Fire all over your body. Fire, burning fire, cleansing fire, fire of the Holy Spirit. You're free. You're free. Someone praise the Lord with me. I need a praise squad. Fire all over you, D. Fire all over you, D. Fire all over you. Fire all over you.
So I came up to you and I said, do you have any pain? You said, yes. You have pain in your right knee. So that's that one.
Yeah.
Roger, what did you do to your knee?
I tore my ACL and I have a chipped kneecap.
Perfect. I've prayed for lots of those. So here's what's going to happen. I'm going to pray for you. Okay. The chip is going to go back into place. Your pain's going to go away. And you're going to be totally healed.
Okay.
Now that's a big claim, isn't it?
Yeah.
And when I told you that I pray for people and God heals them, you said, like, no way, mm-hmm. right? So you don't even believe this is going to happen.
No.
Okay. So I want to know, I want you to test out right now, what's your pain level 1 through 10? 10's the worst pain. Check it out before and after.
I give it about a 7.
So, okay, so you move around, it's about a 7.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you ready for the challenge? I'm going to pray for you.
Ready.
Then I'm going to ask you what happened, okay?
Right.
All I want you to do is relax. And what's your name again?
Roderick.
Roderick?
Yes.
Roderick. Here we go. Put my hand right here. Just relax. Heavenly Father, I thank you for Roderick. And I thank you for who you are. And I know that you love Roderick. And you made this appointment for him today so you didn't have to go through pain anymore. You don't want him in pain. So right now, I speak to this knee that was injured. And right now, I command the chip go back into place. I command the muscles, tendons, ligaments, and nerves be made whole. Right now, I command new kneecap, complete restoration right now, everything back to the way it was before the injury. And right now, I speak specifically to the pain. Pain, you go now. Tell me what you're feeling. Honestly, what are you feeling?
Nothing.
All right, I want you to test it out and look for the pain. Honest.
There's
really?
No pain.
There's no pain.
No pain.
It was a 7, right?
Yeah.
But there's no pain.
There's no pain now.
How do we explain that?
I don't know. The good Lord, I guess.
The good Lord. Do you know the Lord?
Yes.
Have you asked Jesus in your heart?
Yes.
That is awesome, dude. So, you want to do any more tests? I mean, I want you to be sure.
I think I'm good.
So, does that kind of rock your world a little bit?
A lot. Not a little bit.
You've never seen anything like that, have you?
No.
And you feel no pain?
No pain.
How long has it been since you've had no pain?
Man, a couple of years.
So out of a couple of years, in a few seconds, the pain's all gone. That must have blown your mind.
Ei tullutkaan sitä pistosta, kun yhdessä on tuossa videossa.